Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Holy Family Catholic School in East House, the principal there, Tim St. Aubin. Tim, welcome back to the show, my friend.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
So soon.
So soon, indeed. With good reason. The last time you were in, we talked the pre-K and kindergarten roundup, but now we're going to talk about a big fundraiser. I know you guys do one annually, and this year you're bringing a local, we'll call him a local act because they appear here, or he appears here so often.
We have Sneaky Pete,
yeah.
The Sneaky Pete Trio, formerly known as Sneaky Pete and the Forever Family Band. His kids have grown up, and I think they still gather together in the summer to play over at the Ogemaw County Fair. But currently, at this time of year, it's Pete and his wife, Kathy Ray, and his son, Simon Peter.
All right. Now, for those who have not seen them perform, tell us a little bit about the kind of things Sneaky Pete does.
Well, first of all, they are a Northern Michigan legend. People who come to Northern Michigan on vacation find out where he's playing, what venue he's playing, and they make sure to go see him.
Right.
But he plays all kinds of music. He's actually a very, very skilled musician. But what we're going to see is a lot of fiddle, guitar, harmonica, some good country music. He has some standbys. Devil Went Down to Georgia. He does really well. Orange Blossom Special. He does the old standby, Jambalaya.
Yeah.
But he also does some of his own music. He's an interesting guy. He and his family moved up north. They decided to live kind of off the grid. He was performing down in, I'd say, the northern Oakland County, Lapeer County areas. He's from Otisville originally. And just decided that they were done with the city life, and they built a cabin in the woods, and they cut the trees to build it, and they garden, and they tap maple trees for maple syrup, and he has songs about living in the forest and living in northern Michigan and building a cabin in the woods.
It's kind of music you're going to want to hear. Now, when's this taking place, Tim?
May 3rd at the Knights of Columbus on Newman and East Tawas.
All right. Now, tickets available now?
Tickets are available. You can either call the school, come to the school. They're also available at Visions in East Tawas and Chicken Dots in East Tawas.
All right, very good. And now the tickets are available, and they are a fundraiser. This is a big fundraiser for you guys.
This is our one and only PTO fundraiser of the year.
Yeah.
And tickets are $30 for a single, $50 for a couple. And I talked with Dave Lazinski this morning about the meal, and I know that we're definitely going to have country ribs and baked beans and the things that go along with it, and one of Pete's favorite meals that I think he has a song about, red beans and rice.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Now, it's a fundraiser. Tell us how you use that funding at the school.
Well, as we talked the last time, we talked scholarships are available, and part of this fundraising goes directly to the school operation. Now, the PTO doesn't offer scholarships in and of themselves. However, the money that they put into our classroom allows those funds to be sent somewhere else. So those funds go directly into school operations, first day activities, last day activities. They do supply some teacher supplies, any textbooks that we need extra. These funds go directly into operation.
Ah, very good. So even if you don't have kids in that school, you are helping out a great cause and a great chance for kids to get an education.
What it is, Kevin, is that anytime you make an investment in a school, it's an investment in your community.
Right, yeah.
So whether those dollars go to Taos area, they go to Holy Family, we're working to build a better child, working to build a better citizen, and that's where the money goes.
That's right, and a fun event to do it with, too. I know in the past you've had, I think, dueling pianos. You've had some great acts, but Sneaky Pete, that's just going to be fun.
This is a big one. We didn't know that we would get him. I've known him for a long time, but the man's busy, and he's booked up, and we were able to get a date.
Great. Friday, May 3rd, that is the date. What time does it get started?
Dinner is from 6 to 7.
All right.
And then Sneaky Pete and the trio will perform from 7 till 10.
All right. 30 per person, 50 per couple, and that does include
the meal.
Dinner you were talking about.
Yep, and it is a cash bar.
All right. If they want more information, how do they get more info?
They call the school, 989-362-5651.
All right. Get your tickets now, because I know you guys have sold out in the past.
This will go.
Yeah,
this
you are right.
This will go quickly.
You're right. At the Knights of Columbus Hall, Newman Street, East Town, Friday, May 3rd, the Holy Family PTO fundraiser, a night with Sneaky Pete, Friday, May 3rd. Principal at Holy Family Catholic School, Tim St. Aubin. Tim, always a pleasure, my friend.
Mine too. Thank you very much.